Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We are still missing our music. I'm going to have to download our music, but I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLove.com show where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my newcomers for coming to the AfridaLove.com show. Be sure to call somebody, tell somebody, text somebody at the AfridaLove.com. Come, show is on. The call-in number to listen is 347-843-4981. Once again, the call-in number is 347-843-4981. Be sure to let someone know that AfridaLove.com is on the air. And in case you miss the ministry, in case you miss the show, you can always listen to it on tonight or whenever you get home, or you can listen to it whenever because everything is archived. So thank you so much for tuning in. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the ministry. And basically on tonight, we're going to talk about a new thing in your life, a new thing in our lives. And one of the things before I get into the text and the scripture and the protocol of this particular ministry that I want you to understand is you have to be able to listen to the voice of God. There are a lot of things out in the world, a lot of chatting, a lot of busyness and things of that nature. And what happens is sometimes we get caught up in listening to the world that we deafen our ears unto God. But God is saying, I want to do a new thing in your life. God says that I have renewed your strength. He says, I've mounted you up with wings as eagles. You shall walk and not grow weary. You shall run and you shall not faint. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives. But let's go ahead and get into the ministry. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. I will give you time to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Lord, we thank you for blessing us today. As we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, you gave us a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. And for that, we say thank you. We ask you, Lord, would you bless each person who's on the ministry, Lord? Would you bless their households? Would you bless everything that they touch? Would you bless everything that they put their minds to be successful? We thank you for the revelation of the newness. We thank you for the renewing of our strength. We thank you for the energy and the synergy and the things that you want to do within our lives, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the beautiful songs of the birds, and we thank you for nature, and we thank you for just blessing us and our families and our friends and our connections, and for that we say thank you. We ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out of the hospital, those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We bless our youth all over this land and country, and we ask would you cover them and protect them, Heavenly Father, because we're hearing things about our youth, and we just ask, Lord, would you lead and guide them in the path of righteousness, and would you put people in place, Lord, so that they can have a refuge to go to, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for, Lord Jesus, just being with us and standing by us and helping us, Heavenly Father. We ask that our eyes continue to be focused on you. We ask that our ears continue to hear your word. And we ask, would the scripture and the word of God come from this mouthpiece of mine that was delivered from you, Lord? I thank you for the gift. I thank you for the prophecy and the revelation. And I ask that you bless each and every person all over this land and country who's going to hear this ministry one way or the other. Then, Lord, I ask that you place your power on this huge youth conference, Lord, that's going to spread all over the 50 states and even out of the country. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who comes, Heavenly Father? Would you bless us to give them information so that they can be successful? And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the vision. We thank you for the goal. We thank you for the people that you're sending. We thank you for the people that are already here. We thank you for our youth, Lord. We thank you for their success. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being with us, Heavenly Father, and helping us to remain grounded in you and helping us to keep the faith in spite of, helping us to continue to walk the narrow road, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, and would you bless this ministry, Lord, and would you bless the word of God to come and like a river on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And as we play our praise and worship, our pastor Benny Hinn, hallelujah, I want you to go ahead and turn to Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. This is the revelation of God. I did read the verses, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to give us a formula. It's going to give us some revelation of what he's going to do. One of the things before I get into this particular praise and worship that I want you to understand, as I said before, is that you have to train yourself and discipline yourself that no matter what goes on in life, you're going to remain focused on God. We live in a very imperfect world, and because of that, God says that we have to remain to be focused. God talks about the anointing. You're not going to lose your anointing. God's not going to take your anointing away from you. That's not the type of God we serve. God says that your anointing will always be with you. So if you decide that you're not going to preach and God has called you to preach, you will not receive any rest until you get back in your calling. If God has called you to sing and you refuse to do that, you will not have any rest until you get back into your calling. Likewise, God says if you have ought against your brother and your sister and you refuse to forgive, God says that you will not receive rest until you do so. And so it's very important at this particular time. I had to make a couple of changes, and don't take anything personal, but right now God says that you need to be focused. We need to be focused. There's a group. There is an anointing, and you know who you are. But I'm speaking about myself personally. You have to remain focused on godly things. You know, we don't have time for foolishness. We don't have time to look in the past. We're moving forward. God says you're pressing forward. You're pressing towards the mark. God says I've given you a new thing, and if you continue to fill your new thing up with old things, with people who are negative, with people who don't have anything better to do, he says, then what happens is that your gift, the newness of it, wears off. God says the newness of it. But God says that when God has given you something new and it's anointed, he says the oil continues, you know, because you allow God to run the maintenance on it. But when you continue to have something new and you continue to be in the same atmosphere, the same place, it doesn't matter if it's social media, it doesn't matter if it's the world, it doesn't matter if it's an organization, God says, and you be in the same place with negativity and with people who just, they're busybodies, God says you would not be able to enjoy your newness. So sometimes you have to change up some things. And so I formed a new Facebook page, and it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. It's just that I need to focus personally. My goal, God says you're going to have to focus on where I'm taking you. You're going to have to focus in more on business. You're going to have to focus more on education. You're going to have to focus on these things, and anything that's not in that path has to go. And so it's more of a focus now. It's more of an intentional focus on things. And we're going to be on the new Facebook page before we get started, because I have more announcements afterwards. But on the new Facebook page, we're going to focus on education, health. We're going to share ideas and things of that nature. If it's 10 people, if it's 10,000 people, that's going to be our focus. Foolishness we don't have time for. And so it's just business focused. And so that's the type of environment, that's the type of any type of social media that I need. God says that we need right now, because God has taken us, he's moving us to a higher place. And he says you cannot continue to have, everybody can't come with you to the higher place that God is calling you to, whether it's ministry, whether it's evangelism, whether it's starting a new project, a new program. program. He says, so therefore, he says, you have to form new things. If any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So if you're in an organization, a group, or wherever you are, there's negativity, and it's old, and you continue to pretend like it's new, then you're not growing, you're not moving, and you're wasting your life away, because God is continuously calling a roll. So why not be productive each and every day and move forward? Because when you continue to listen to negativity and foolishness and all that, you're moving backwards. So we're moving forward. And so there's nothing personal. I changed, as I said before, my page. There is nothing personal. I love every single person on that page. But God is moving me to something higher spiritually. And God has been good to me. I'm telling you that right now. God has been good to me. God has taken care of me. God has really blessed me. And so I'm obedient to God. I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to do what the Lord has asked me to do. And so that was one of the things. He says you're going to have to circle yourself around individuals who actually are moving forward, who actually are in the business process. And so that's what I'm doing. And so there's nothing personal. There's nothing, no one did anything. It's the simple fact that because of where God is taking me personally and spiritually, I have to change up the scenery. And so just want y'all to know you can still connect with me. My media page is still open. And so feel free to email me, whatever you need to do. But right now I'm focused on God. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLove.com show, and this is Mr. Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah.
every part of our life. Lift your hands and just love here, love here, love here. Who is as precious as you? Who is as beautiful as you? Who is so perfect and so holy but you? Patient beyond description, faithful to the end, merciful beyond description. Just a whisper, I beg you. I can't help them anymore. Let them understand that by the Spirit, we give you our hearts. Take it, every bit of it. We give you our minds. Confused and chaotic at times, every part of it. Take this body again, a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Dear Cheryl behind me, just play it for me, my Jesus. I love thee. I know thou art mine. Lift your hands and tell him how precious he is to you. How deeply you love him. How much you need him. He that knows you so well, he that can hear the whisper of your heart, you cannot hide from him anything. I promise you, you'll find him so real and so near, so precious, none like Jesus. I have discovered him all over again, I promise you. Tender. Neither do I condemn thee. Where are thine accusers? Who else but the Son of God would say that? Rightfully she was to be judged and stoned. Where are thine accusers? He said. Neither do I condemn thee. That's why we love him so much. That's why we adore him so deeply. I don't want to live another day displeasing to you. It's not worth it. Not another day of grieving you. Not another day. Lift your hands and surrender to him. There's such a marvelous anointing here. Just a marvelous anointing here. So precious is the Son of God. It's not about you tonight. Not about me. Not about any one of us. It's about the Master.
Amen. That was Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. Commercial's coming on. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. Amen. And so I want you to go ahead and turn to Isaiah 43:18-19. Isaiah 43:18-19. And thank you so much for listening to AfridaLove.com. I want to go ahead once again, and I want to welcome all of the newcomers. I want to continue to welcome all of those individuals who have been with me since day one or since day 15. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. That means a lot. So I want to thank you in advance for that. And thank you for those who have already joined the ministry as well. We had 3 people join. Amen. Amen. So be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AfridaLove.com show is on. So Isaiah 43:18-19. Isaiah 43:18-19. Giving you time to get your Bibles or look on your phone. And I'm going to have a little music going as well. But we're going to really focus on Isaiah 43:18-19. All right. Isaiah 18:19. It says, "Do not remember the former things. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I want you to think about this as the music is playing, because it's very important that you understand that God is not the type of God that takes away your anointing. God is not the type of God that crucifies you, because he knows all of us. He says, "I'm a loving God." He says, "I'm a forgiving God." And he says, "Don't let anybody in this world make you feel like that it's the end of the world in any situation or circumstance, because you have a God who already went to the cross and paid the price. But you have to be in relationship with God." That means you have to be in the Word, because if you're not in relationship with God, you're in relationship with the world, and people will say things and they will lead you in the wrong path. So God is saying on today, and we're going to break it down, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. This is the Bible, y'all. 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I want you to get out a sheet of paper, because God is speaking right now. Amen. But I really want you to think. I want you to think. Use your brain. Use your mind. I want you to think. I want you to think, okay, about life. First of all, in verse 18, do not remember the former things. God says, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. That is 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creature has come. The old is gone, the new is here. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." God is saying on tonight, put the word renewed strength. Renewed strength. That's the first thing. Now, God has already sent you your breakthrough. He's already sent us our breakthrough. He's already answered our prayers. Okay, put the word answer. God has already, I'm telling you now, God has already answered our prayers. He has already sent breakthrough number one. He's already done it. It's done. God has already done it. But listen to me very closely. Some of you refuse to change or make changes or sacrifices within your life. What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay, this is what you should have, first of all. You should have renewed strength. God says that you're going to be able to continue to go on. He's already sent the breakthrough. He says he's already answered your prayers. But you're going to have to change some things within your life. You're going to have to make it up in your mind that I'm going to be around people who actually want to see me do well. I'm going to be around or in places where people are doing well. My conversation is going to be powerful and uplifting. Every time I step on a platform, when I recall or reminisce about my experiences, there's always something good that comes out of every experience, whether good, bad, happy, or sad. And so you're going to have to, at this time, God says you are renewed in the Spirit of God. God has answered the prayer. That's number one. Now you're going to have to decide what you're going to change in your life. It may be your circle. And it's nothing personal. You have to let people, it's nothing personal about anyone in your circle. There's nothing personal about it, but God wants to take you somewhere and everybody can't go. And so when we talk about the answering of prayers, and when we talk about making those sacrifices and changing those things, you may have to change your attitude about how you look at life, right? Just because you had a bad experience somewhere or with someone doesn't mean that everybody's like that. You may have to change that part. You may have to change the part where, if we're talking about health, that, you know, you eat right. You might have to change the part where when you go to bed, you actually don't go to bed thinking about something, worrying about something. God has already answered your prayers. He's already answered our prayers. And God is saying that what sacrifice are you willing to change or make to accommodate this renewed strength, to accommodate the breakthrough? Because if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, and behold, all things have become new. You might have to change your mindset. Matter of fact, you do have to change your mindset. You have to change your circle. You may have to. You may have to change the places you go. You may have to change those things. God says there's a changing. He says you have changed. A change has come over us. And because of this change, he says you have to continue to move forward. See, what happens is the enemy wants to continue to pull you back. The enemy wants to continue to make you think that your past circumstances is predicting your future. You're already, God has shown me, you're already in this new thing. There's no need in retracting. God says, I've already been to the cross for you. He says, I've already dealt with you on a spiritual level. He says, you already know how I feel about that. He says, you've already asked for forgiveness. God says, he's not going to go back to the cross, and you're not going to go back to your circumstance of whatever. God says you're pressing forward. You're moving forward. And anything or any situation that reminds you constantly, God says that's not supposed to be in the will. Because God says that he's forgiven you. He says, and now you need to move forward. You're going to have to make up in your mind on tonight. And I say tonight because God has already given the breakthrough. You're going to have to make up in your mind that I'm moving forward. I'm going to have to leave some things behind. I'm going to have to leave some people behind. I'm going to have to make some sacrifices. I'm going to have to come in and study the Word of God. I'm going to have to, some of you, I have to spend more time with my kids, my family. Some of you, I have to spend more time with nature. I have to spend more time on my health. I have to spend more time thinking about myself instead of being in everybody else's business. You're going to have to make that sacrifice. That's something you're going to have to do. God says, I'm already. He says, it's done. He says, it's just like a horse. The horse is dead. And you're steady beating at the horse. The horse is dead. Leave it alone. God says, he's already. Don't let people put in your mind that God has changed his mind, that God has did, because he hasn't. God says, you have renewed strength. He says, and he's already answered your prayers. He says, but you have to understand that, and you have to make some adjustments in your life. And you have to move forward in a positive manner. And anything that is holding you back or reminding you of something that you've already been forgiven for, God says you have to let it go. Amen? So, renew strength, number one. Then it says on here, on verse number 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want you to write down the word new. N-E-W. And I want you to write the word forward right under new. And I want you to write path. God says that he's already answered the prayers. He's already given you your first breakthrough. God says there's many more to come because you're going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed. That's already done. He says he already renewed your strength. If you made it through this storm, God says he gave you more strength. But God says now you're a new person. You're a new creature. God says you are forgiven. And because you're new, he says the old stuff still wants to reside with you in order to keep you, the Satan, in order to keep you from enjoying the newness of life. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a situation, whatever it is, God says, I have put your mind into a new state. I have renewed your mind. I have renewed your situation. I have renewed your heart. And God says, you are a new creature, so now you have to begin to think new. He says, new things are going to come into your life, new opportunities, new people. Anything negative, as I said on last week, anything negative within your life, anything negative, God says it has to go. Because God wants you to be prosperous. And it's hard sometimes. Close your fist. I told you to do this a long time ago. Close your fist and hold as tight as you can. Right? Hold it as tight as you can. Slowly open up your fist. That hurts a little bit, right? And God says there's some things that we want to hold on to, right? Some negativity that we know we don't need and we want to hold on to it instead of letting it go. When you let it go, it hurts a little bit, but once you let it go, you feel so much better, right? And so God says if you're new, you're going to have to have new ways of thinking. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You're going to have to change some of your socializations, right? You're going to have to understand your path and where God wants to take you. And it's hard sometimes. It's hard to let those things go. It really is. But if it's not helping to advance the kingdom or helping to advance you into a place, a positive place, you have to let it go. Okay? So God says he's answered the prayers. You renew. Your strength is renewed in the Spirit of God. You a new creature. Act like it. Then God says forward. He says we're pressing forward toward the highest call. God says I have so many things planned for you. So many things. God has a lot of things planned for us. God has a lot of projects. He says, but if you continue to do the same thing, go the same way, listen to the same people and not listen to God, you're not going to move forward. And God says, he wants to move us forward. He says, when I gave you strength and when I answered your prayer and I gave you the breakthrough and I made you a new creature, he says, I moved you forward. But when you listen to negativity and when you believe it, he says, you move backwards. And your newness begins to wear off like a car. Your newness wears off. It loses value because now you're not listening to God. You're listening to the world. When you listen to God, you move forward because we're in the will of God. So you move forward. And God's even said here, he says, I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, when we talk about wilderness, you know, I had the opportunity to visit the school, and it felt like a wilderness because it was trees everywhere. But when God says, I will make a path in the wilderness, God says that wherever you go, God says he will open up doors for you, your opportunities. And God is going to get ready to do that. But you have to be willing to move forward. You have to be willing to accept these opportunities and stop focusing so much on the chatter that's going on. Because that's just a distraction and a tactic of the devil. Because if people were really of God, if we were really of God, we would be talking about how to advance the kingdom and talking about how to help you reach your goals. We wouldn't be stuck in gossip and wondering, and we wouldn't be doing all that. So that's not of God. You need to let it go anyway. Then we talk about in rivers in the desert. God says the desert is a very dry land. And God talks about a famine. And he talks about, you know, he says, I always forgive my children. And God deals with us. He says, but even at your lowest point, God says, even in the desert, he says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to supply you with water. I'm going to supply you with everything that you need. God says there is nothing on earth that God does not forgive us for. You're not going to lose your anointing. Whatever God has called you to do, God's going to make a way for you to continue to do it. One of the things that God wants you to understand is whatever God wants to happen, it will happen. And so you have to understand from this verse that you have to press towards the mark of the highest calling. You have to forget those things that are behind, and you have to press forward towards the mark. God says, I already have your path laid out for you. He already has it laid out. But we have to be willing to walk that path with an ear on God instead of an ear on the world. Because everybody on earth is trying to make it in. Everybody, from pastors to prophets to people, everybody's trying to make it to heaven. But it says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Expect something from God. God says that the newness is already here. The breakthrough is already here. Says, but we have to be able to move forward. You have to put your ears on God. Your mind has to be made up that I'm going to be positive no matter what. It doesn't matter who's acting a fool. It doesn't matter who said what. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be positive. Every time you wake up in the morning, you should thank God, because God didn't have to wake us up. But for some reason, God chose to do that. And when God blesses us to make it where we're supposed to be and make it back, we should be thankful. We never take life for granted. We don't take anything for granted. But we thank God for everything. And so it's very important that within that verse, we understand and we recognize that God says those things, God has already forgiven you. You've already went to the cross and God revealed. God says, I'm not going back to the cross. He says, I've already been to the cross once. I've already paid the price. And so stop reliving your past. Stop listening to people replay your past. That is our fault. That is your fault if you listen to that instead of listening to the voice of a God. It's very important. You move forward from this day forth. You move forward. And you continue to move forward. Because we serve a good God. I know sometimes that you wonder about the youth. You say, Lord Jesus. But you're going to have to practice patience. You're going to have to listen to youth. You're going to have to set those expectations. Church, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody say. You can say it's too churchy. You can say it's too much church. But keeping these young people in church, they may get off the road, but they'll come back. We have to make sure that as much as we can that God is in our youth's lives. We're not saying that we have to have them carry a cross every day and take them to church every day, but they need a relationship with God. They need to be able to go to God. Because some things that happen in life, that's, matter of fact, everything, we take it to God and ask God to place his power on whatever it is. And it's good when our young people actually know how to pray unto God. Our Father, which art in heaven, that type of prayer. Or even, Lord, have mercy. And so, to sum all of this up, in Isaiah, forget about yourself. Forget about whatever it is. Because God has already taken care of it. God has already forgiven you, and that's who counts right there, because God is the one who gives life and death. He's the one who gives favor, grace, and mercy, and he's the one that blesses us and gives us the anointing. And God says, your anointing is not going anywhere. He says, because you're mine, I called you. He says, and nobody on this earth is perfect. And so, if you've decided, for whatever reason, and I continue to say this because it's continuously on my heart, if you decided that you are going to stop preaching, if you decided you're going to stop singing, you're going to stop doing whatever because of whatever, God says it's not going to happen until God get ready for it to happen. Because that is your ministry, that is your calling. Some of you say, I'm going to stop being a parent. How are you going to do that? These are your kids. They look just like you. How are you going to stop being a parent? That's your calling. That's your anointing. Whatever things that's going on, you're going to have to straighten that out. Get with God on that. But you can't stop being a parent. If that's, these are your children, you have to continue to be a parent. You know, and so, whatever anointing that you have, God says it's not going anywhere. No matter how hard we try to be disobedient to God, no matter what happens in life, circumstance, whatever it is, God says your anointing is not going anywhere until God gets ready. And God's not ready for your anointing to leave you. And once again, about the talents, I want to make that very clear. When we talk about the five talents, God says that the anointing, once they're anointed, those anointings are not given to somebody else. God says those anointings are idle, and those anointings, you won't receive any rest until you come back to your anointing. We may have a commercial. Until you come back to your anointing. So you might as well allow God to continue to mold and create a new thing within each and every one of us, because that's what God is going to do. And when God creates a new thing, God says we're moving forward, and he has a plan for us within our lives. It's very important to understand that God has a plan for all of our lives. Okay? All right. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the Afrida Love Show. com, where Jesus shines with love. Actually, it's at freedomlove.com. I want you to continue to invite someone. I have many different individuals who are still joining the AfridaLove.com show. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that this particular ministry is on. We always welcome individuals. We always welcome your inputs, your thoughts. We welcome that. And God is doing a new thing within our lives. He's creating new things, and we have to continue to listen to the voice of God. Once again, let your friends and family know that blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove is on. blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. All right? And the title of our ministry was entitled A New Thing, because God has already created a new thing. Now we have to walk into that new thing. And we have to make sure and ensure that we are living in that new thing and not looking back and not allowing individuals to pull us back with their work. Amen. Amen. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook at Free to Love, ALFREDALOVE, or you can catch me on LinkedIn, ALFREDALOVE, or email me. Email is the best way, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, because I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, continue to make sure you pray for all your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, if there is a situation, a storm that you're going through, ask the Lord to put his power on whatever it is, and God will. But your heart has to be right. Your mind has to be regulated, and you have to remain faithful unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be sure to check out our freetolove.com website, our freetolove.com. I'm bringing a literacy program to different areas, so be sure to check that out. If you need a literacy speaker, if you need someone to speak about literacy, or if you have a conference coming up, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, I want you to mark your calendars for April the 21st from 10 o'clock to 12:30. There will be a conference in Waco, Texas. This particular conference is geared toward our youth, and I would like to see our parents there or an adult for these children as well. With this particular conference, we're going to talk about self-esteem and success, the importance of being successful, and I'm going to also talk about testing strategies, because the STAR test will be within 2 or 3 weeks. And so I want to make sure that all of our students are successful. We will be, I will let you know the place, but this will be April the 21st from 10 to 12:30. We will have at least 4 speakers. I already have someone from out of town who is very interested, a youth pastor, who would like to come and speak on those topics as well. So be sure, and by the way, this event is free. Thus far, I can only take 100 youth. 100 youth. So what I'm going to do is, as soon as I get all of the details, I'm going to go ahead and make an event page on Eventbrite, and you can register your child. I'm going to have a lot of media as far as a lot of information out all over the place about it, because I want as many youth to attend as possible, because I have to get this word out. But there will be 4 speakers, as I said before. We will have 30 minutes apiece, and we will allow the youth to ask questions. And so this is going to be a huge event. It's going to be in Waco, Texas. But if you're interested, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. It's free. Food will be provided for the youth. Parents, when you come, you will have to have your own food, but we will provide food for the youth, all right? Free event. It's open to the public, but you will have to have a pass to enter, because I have to keep up with how many individuals. The quota is 100, so I have to keep up to make sure that we don't go over 100 youth, because then I have to count the parents as well. So I want to make sure that we have the capacity for this particular. All right? All right. So I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening. As I said before, connect with me. LinkedIn is good as well. Free to Love. You connect with me on LinkedIn. You can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can connect with me on Instagram as well. All right? I want to appreciate each and every one of you. Remember that God has done a new thing in your life. Remember that you are great. And remember that anything that causes you to feel like you're not great, anything that causes you to feel down, and you need to let it go. You need to let it go. And it's hard. Close that fist again. It's hard. I know I have a lot of you on this line right now, and it's hard to let those things go, but you're going to have to let it go. And it hurts to let it go. But some people have to go because they continue to remind you. And they're not positive in your life. They don't want to see you succeed. They would rather see you fail. And anyone who analyzes your life and who's not trying to progress you forward, you don't need it anyways. And it's hard. You know, when you're in ministry, you pray. When you're, you know, you pray regardless. But if you're pastoring and if you're ministering, and God is showing me, he says, if you have a congregation or if you have members who are against you, God says the word still has to go forward. He says, but you focus on the positive energy because God has called you to do that. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. God has called you, pastor, to do that. He's called you to pastor. But you're going to have to make up in your mind that you're going to change some things in your life. Don't let anyone help you drop your mantle. If your mantle is dropped, you make sure you dropped it because you want to drop it. But just understand that you're going to have to deal with God if you drop a mantle that God has given you. If you drop your anointing, you're going to have to learn. We're going to have to learn how to listen to God. God is taking us places. God, I'm telling you, this week, this past week, God has blessed Alfreda Emmanuel Love immensely. I mean, seriously, God, I'm talking about all over my life. God has blessed me. He's going to continue to do that. But God says, you've got to, Alfreda Love, you've got to stay focused. You've got to listen to me. You've got to press towards the mark of the highest calling, and you've got to continue to do the will of God. And I guarantee you, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you would not have room enough to receive. But when I pour you out a blessing, don't be selfish or stingy. He says, give to others. And this conference is not my idea. This is an assignment. This is from God. And God says, let them come for free, and I will take care of the rest. And I trust God, and I believe God, and that's what's going to happen. Amen? Amen. So continue to listen to God. When you listen to people, you know, there are some people who give you great advice, and there are some people, all they do is just chat. They just chat, and they wonder and worry about every single thing except their own. So you have to be able to differentiate. You have to be able to say, what am I going to listen to? And it's very important. At this particular time, as God is showing these new things, God says that everything that we put our minds to, it will prosper because it's a new thing. He says, it's not because you're so good. It's not because you've been so good. He says, it's because my grace is good enough for you. And that's right. So we have to continue to listen to God. It's very important. We have to continue to listen to God on a daily basis. Daily basis. Daily basis, people. And y'all are so quiet on here. It is 450 individuals on this line. And y'all are quiet. And then y'all want to inbox me and ask me these questions. Well, come on, ask me the questions on the show. But I understand. I totally understand. But I want to welcome all of the new individuals. I want to welcome all of the individuals who have joined. Thank you so much. As I said before to my Facebook people, don't take anything personal. It's just that right now at this particular time, God says, focus on me because God is taking me somewhere. And he's blessing me. And God says, you have to remain focused. So I'm making sure that I remain focused. And so I'm very selective on what I focus on. I'm very selective on my thoughts. I'm very selective on what I hear, what I listen to, what I entertain. And so it's nothing personal against anybody. I love every single person. Nothing personal. But it's all spiritual. It's about God right now. And it's always been about God. But I'm really focusing now because I've been praying to God personally. And God is answering every single prayer. I told y'all about the millionaires, the 2 millionaires, the 3, the 6, all of those. I told you about that. And God says, continue to work for me and you will gain abundance. He will pour you out of blessing where you won't have enough room to receive. But when you receive the blessing, God says, you make sure that you also bless others. Don't be selfish. Don't just keep it to yourself. So it's very important. So at this particular time, my ears are very fragile. Because I'm listening to God. And so I'm not tuning anybody out, but I'm going to listen to God. And so that's why I had to change some things. I had to change my social media because I wanted to hear God. I wanted to be able to focus. When I scroll down those threads, I want to see business things. I want to see people talking about conferences. I want to see people talking about, you know, the successes that they have in life. And so that's what I'm focused on right now. So it's nothing personal. Nothing personal, but it's all about God. Amen. Amen. But be sure to bring your youth out to the conference April 21st, God's will. I was going to make it in March, but March, a lot of things are going on. We had a Stellar Awards. We have different conferences, and a lot of things are going on, plus the kids' spring break and things like that. But close to April, the reason why I chose April is because the test started in May. And so I want to make sure that I give testing strategies, and these are strategies that the students need to know. It is for all grade levels. It's even for college testing strategies. And so I just want to make sure that it was fresh and everything like that. So continue to look out for the advertisements and things like that. As I said before, I'm going to make an Eventbrite, and I can only take 100 youth, okay? And so just make sure that you sign up, and at the door you're going to have your little slip that you've signed up. I have a list of names, and so I'm going to have to check off those names and things of that nature. All right? So I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to AfritaLove.com. God is doing some great things, and we serve a good God. I haven't spoken to a lot of you in a while, but I want you to continue to, as I said before, bring somebody. Let somebody know or listen to it a little bit later, whenever you want to. I have people from Canada, Korea, United States, all over. Thank you so much, Australia. Thank you so much. Bless you. Africa, bless you. Thank you. All over. And so please be sure to continue to spread the word about AfritaLove.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love that you are because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love.